take your scriptures in hand, I'm going to look at two passages of scripture today, Lamentations 3, verses 20 through 23, and Psalm 23, verses 1 through 4. We're continuing our series, Good Grief, Learning to Grieve with Hope. And we're going to be looking tonight at walking through the dark valley of grief, walking through the dark valley of grief. I read a moving story about a couple, Betty and Gary, who were on vacation in Central Asia where their son, John, and his family lived, and he taught computer science at a university there, and they were enjoying their vacation, visiting with John and his wife and their one-year-old daughter. And as their trip was winding down, 2 days before they were scheduled to leave and return back to the States, they planned a visit to a friend who volunteered in a local hospital, and then they were going to go sightseeing and shopping together. The security at the hospital was tight, so when the family arrived, they had to go through a checkpoint that was comprised of two huts, one for men and one for women, where they were patted down for any weapons. And so Gary and John had already gone through the men's tent, and John's wife had already exited the female tent. And Betty was in the process of being searched when she heard the sound of rapid-fire gunfire. Betty couldn't see what was happening outside because she was in the hut, but she sensed the Lord say to her at that moment, "Betty, you're a widow now." Her daughter-in-law, though badly wounded, managed to crawl back into the men's hut for protection and said through the wall, "Mom, Dad, and John are gone." Betty shared that she was in shock for 3 months. She was numb, just going through the motions to do what she needed to do to survive the day. And for the first year, she said she felt so overwhelmed with everything she had to do, she even needed help to manage her finances. She would often just have to break down and stop and cry. And she described how grief would just come like waves. And that's how grief is. You know, you'll feel fine one moment, and then just like a wave, it'll wash over your soul. On one occasion, she said she was attending a bridal shower, and the eldest son of the groom's family walked in, and he bore a striking resemblance to her son, and she just started to cry. She remembered the struggle of coming to the realization that she now had to do everything on her own and make every decision alone, and that's not what she wanted. She said, "Now I have to find a new life. That's my challenge, and it isn't easy." And her voice broke as she continued, "I grieve. I grieve with hope every day." You know, the story of a joyful family vacation interrupted by sudden tragedy and loss is what life is like. Tragedy, loss, and suffering can turn your life upside down in an instant. You know, you're just going about your business, enjoying life, and then suddenly something happens. And the Bible speaks to that reality because the Bible speaks to real life. And that reality of loss and tragedy and heartache is the focus of the book of Lamentations. And the key passage in Lamentations is chapter 3, verses 20 through 23. And we're going to be looking at that passage more in depth next week. But it says, "I will never forget this awful time as I grieve over my loss. Yet I still dare to hope. When I remember this, the faithful love of the Lord never ends. His mercies never cease. Great is his faithfulness. His mercies begin afresh every morning." You know, God wants to help us learn how to grieve with hope. And this is a subject not only of the book of Lamentations, but we also see it time and again in the book of Psalms. And one of the most loved psalms that is often read at funerals for comfort is Psalm 23. Now, it's not just a funeral psalm. It's a psalm for all of life, amen? But it brings a special comfort during a time of grief. And the scripture says this, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. for you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. This psalm, as I said, is one of the most loved and beloved of all psalms because it speaks to both the joys and the pains of life. We read about the green pastures and the still waters, and we rejoice in the blessings of following the Lord. But eventually, the green pastures and the quiet waters give way to the valley of the shadow of death. And life can change suddenly and unexpectedly. I don't like to have to say this because as your pastor, I care about you. But one of these days, if you're not currently walking it, one of these days, you will walk through the dark valley. You will experience times of loss, pain, and hardship. And that's when we're left with questions. But the primary message of Psalm 23 is not about the blessings of green pastures and still waters, but about the blessings of being in relationship with the shepherd through all of the changing seasons of life. The Lord is my shepherd. See, the whole psalm is about relationship with the shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Circumstances change, but the Lord is the constant. He is the constant in the green pastures, in the still waters, and in the dark valley of the shadow of death. Today, I want to focus on verse 4. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. The reality is that sorrow and heartache and grief darkens our path, our journey for a time. The shadow that envelops our life when we lose someone we love or something we treasure, whether it's losing someone through death or a relationship breaking up or losing a job, when we lose something or someone that is valuable to us, we go through a deep, dark valley. And in that darkness, it's difficult to see anything other than the pain, the emptiness, and the sorrow that we feel. And I'm sorry to say, but we will all find ourselves at some point in the valley of the shadow of death. And this psalm teaches us how to navigate our way through the valley of grief, loss, and suffering. And the first truth, as I was reflecting on this psalm that I felt the Lord speak to us, is that we need to trust that the Lord who leads us in green pastures is still leading us through dark valleys. He leads us through green pastures, and he leads us through dark valleys. Life doesn't always make sense, but we can have peace when we know that the Lord is in control. You know, life is full of questions. We don't know why things happen the way we do. We question when something bad happens. Lord, why is this happening to me? Why is this happening now? God, why did you allow this? God, why didn't you do something to stop this? Why? Aren't those the questions that fill our mind when we go through heartache? Why did my spouse walk out on me? Why did my husband die of cancer? Why did I lose my job? Why was my son or daughter diagnosed with mental illness? Life is filled with questions. And this side of eternity, we won't know the answer to those questions. Life simply doesn't often make sense to us. The psalmist actually shared in Psalm 73 that he almost stumbled when he saw how the righteous suffered and the wicked prospered. Do you ever felt that way? You know, here I am serving you, God, and look what I'm going through. And then you look at somebody that, you know, is wicked as the devil, and they seem to be getting along fine, right? And the psalmist said, you know, my foot almost stumbled until I saw their end. Amen. Life doesn't always make sense to us, but the same God who leads us by still waters and into green pastures is the same God who leads us in the valley of the shadow of death. We may not be able to see his presence as clearly in the valley because our faith can be obscured by the shadow, by the darkness of our circumstance. One writer said it this way: the good shepherd lays us down in green pastures, leads beside still waters, and guides us through dark valleys. He went on to say how important to realize this. When life overwhelms us, we are tempted to believe that if we were truly his, we would never have to travel in such places, right? If we were truly God, we feel like all of life should be green pastures and still waters. We feel like we shouldn't have to go through the dark valleys. But the writer goes on to say, but David thinks otherwise when he writes, I shall fear no evil, for you are with me. There is evil out there, and we will encounter evil, but we don't have to be afraid because the Lord is with us. He writes, David does not see a shepherd scratching his head, wondering, where did things go wrong? David trusts that his shepherd meant for him to pass this way. The shepherd meant for him to pass this way. You know, Jesus said, my sheep know my voice, and they follow me. And Jesus calls us to follow him, not only when he leads us into green pastures and still waters, but he also calls us to follow him through the dark valleys. And we can trust that he knows his way through the darkness. I know when you're in the valley of grief, it seems like you will stay there forever. Doesn't it feel that way? It's like, this will never end. I'll never be happy again. I'll never know joy again. It just seems like you'll stay there forever. But the psalmist said, yea, though I walk through. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. The valley of the shadow of death is temporary. You don't set up house in the valley of the shadow of death. You don't set up house in your grief. You are passing through. It has a beginning and it has an end. And as you trust and follow the Lord, he will lead you safely through the darkness to the other side. And weeping may endure for a night, but joy will come in the morning. When life is hard, we need to trust that the Lord is good. And he makes that clear in Psalm 23, that following him does not exempt us from dark valleys and facing evil and fierce enemies. But when life is hard, we can trust that we serve a good God. In fact, you know, this whole analogy of the shepherd in John 10, Jesus describes himself as the good shepherd. And he tells us the good shepherd calls his own sheep by name and he leads them out. In this case, he'll lead us out of the dark valley. He goes ahead of them. He goes ahead of us in the darkness. And we follow where he leads. These are words of comfort. Because he's not like the hireling, he said, who abandons the sheep in time of danger. He'll not abandon you because you are in the dark valley. He's there with you, leading you through, making the way for you. He says in verse 14, I am the good shepherd. In John 10, 14, I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep and my sheep know me. And he goes on to say, just as the Father knows me and I know the Father, and I lay my life down for the sheep. And Jesus is talking about having a very personal and intimate relationship with us, knowing us inside and out, knowing all of our peculiarities, all of our weaknesses, all of our likes, our dislikes, all of our tendencies to stray and to doubt. And all of those things. And when he says he knows the sheep by name, he's saying that he cares about each one of us individually. He knows each one of us intimately. The Lord knows everything that we are feeling. He knows everything that we are going through. He sees every tear that no one else sees. And we can trust that he loves us because the ultimate act of love is that the good shepherd is willing to lay his life down for the sheep, and he laid his life down for us. I'm reminded of the story of the noted preacher George Matheson, who as a young man in college lost his sight completely due to an incurable disease. And when his fiancée, the love of his life, found out that he was blind, she broke up with him, saying that she could not go through life with a blind man. He was devastated, heartbroken. but he continued to serve the Lord as a pastor of a church in Scotland where he preached to 1,500 people every week. But then his sister, who helped take care of him, got engaged and was getting married. And the weekend of her marriage, he was left all alone. And he was uncertain about his future, not knowing who would care for him now. He said he went through a time of intense mental suffering. But out of the darkness of that experience, he experienced an assurance of God's perfect and unchanging love. The only love, he said, that lasts for a lifetime. And he wrote a beautiful song of faith that has blessed countless souls through the years. It says this, "O love that will not let me go, I rest my weary soul in thee. I give thee back the life I owe, that in thine ocean depths its flow may richer, fuller be. O love that will not let me go, I rest my weary soul in thee." No matter how dark the valley of our experience, we can be assured that God loves us, that his love will never let us go, and we can find rest in his loving arms. His love is unchanging, and his love is unending. Second truth that I feel the Lord impressed upon me is that we need to trust the Lord who is with us in good times is still with us in hard times. We don't have to fear whatever happens because the Lord is with us. Life is filled with green pastures and still waters, and thank God for that. But it also has dark valleys. It also has enemies and difficulties as you read through this psalm. But what comforts us and gives us the confidence to face whatever comes our way is knowing that the Lord is with us. When you find yourself in the darkness of the valley and you cannot see the path ahead and there seems to be no way out, the Good Shepherd wants you to know that he is right there with you, leading you, guiding you, and protecting you. One author named Kenneth Wilson shared how growing up he was the youngest child and he had to go to bed first. His bedroom was upstairs on the third floor at the end of the hall, and in the darkness it seemed so remote, far from human habitation, filled with unexplained noises and dark secrets. And he remembered one night after his father read him a story, he would generally turn the light out and go downstairs. But that night, sensing his son's fear, he asked, "Would you rather I leave the light on and go downstairs or turn the light out and stay with you for a while?" Kenneth said, "I chose presence with darkness over absence with light." I chose presence with darkness over absence with light. Isn't that so profound? That we can have that confidence even in the darkness if the Lord is with us. The Lord's presence is what we need most in life's darkest valleys. That assurance that no matter how dark and threatening our situation may be, he is there with us and he will not leave us nor forsake us. When you love and serve the Lord, you can be confident that no matter how dark the valley, you will never walk through it alone. Jesus is described as the light of men, and his light shines in the darkness. You know, I've been experiencing something that, you know, I kind of chuckled at it this morning over the past several weeks because, of course, I'm going through, a challenging time. And sometimes, you know, I'll wake up 2-3 o'clock in the morning, and for a while I can't fall back asleep, and I just start praying in the Spirit. And what I've found is that in the morning I wake up singing, and that's not natural for me. And I, a few weeks ago, I woke up singing a song that we used to sing in church when I was back. I won't tell you how far back, but I'll just say I was in my teens. And the song was called "One Day at a Time, Sweet Jesus. Just give me the strength to do every day what I have to do. And that song just stayed with me for days, and I've kind of adopted it as my motto right now, because I knew it was the Lord ministering to me. And I'm just saying, Lord, one day at a time. You know, and that has happened several times with different songs that from years, this morning, you know, something happened yesterday. I was going through something, and this morning I woke up with a song, My Hope is in You, Lord. My life is in You, Lord. And we used to sing that song here years ago. And it just kept going over and over, you know, in my soul. And I knew that it was the Lord ministering to me, because this is something that doesn't normally happen to me. I don't normally wake up like, it's like I was almost singing it in my sleep and woke up with it. You understand what I'm saying? And that's not normally me. You know, I'm more of a word and pray in the spirit kind of person. Music is not my first go-to, so to speak. And the Lord has just been using that to minister to my soul in the most unusual yet comforting way. And that's one of His ways of making His presence so very real to us. And you can walk confidently through the darkness when you're walking with the One who is the light. Amen? We don't have to fear whatever happens, because He's all that we need. Verse 1, the Lord is my shepherd. He's all I need, someone said. I shall not lack. The Lord is all that we need. He is our portion. He's our all in all. The Lord knows you personally. He knows everything that you need, and He has promised to take care of you. In Psalm 23, David reflects on his life, remembering the many times that he needed God's help and the Lord provided for him. There were many times, particularly when he was fleeing for his life from King Saul, when he was hungry, when he was alone, when he was afraid of losing his life, but the Lord was always there for him. The Lord set a table for him in the midst of his enemies. The Lord anointed his head with oil. Amen. The Lord was always there and met him at the point of his need. When you feel alone, He is the friend who stays closer than a brother. When your heart is broken, He is the comforter. When you're afraid or anxious, He is our peace. When you're weak or weary, He is our strength. When you feel like you can't carry on, the scripture says the eternal God is our refuge, and underneath are His everlasting arms. Hallelujah. When you feel like you can't take another step, He's right there. His arms are under you, carrying you. Praise God. He will provide for you everything that you need to get through the valley of the shadow of death and every dark valley that you face. When you lose a loved one, you naturally feel a sense of loneliness, of abandonment, of isolation, and you question, how can I carry on without them? But even though you may feel lonely, He promises that you will never be alone. The Lord is with you, and He is your sufficiency in all things. Psalm 34:10 promises, even strong young lions sometimes go hungry, but those who trust in the Lord will lack for no good thing. Amen. When we belong to the Good Shepherd, we shall lack for no good thing. His supply is inexhaustible. His ability to meet our every need is undiminished, and His willingness to bless us is unchanging, and His promise is that we will lack nothing, and that promise is unfailing. You can have confidence in Him, even in the midst of the valley of loss, grief, and sorrow, that He will take care of you. We will all at some times find ourselves in the dark valley. It's unavoidable, and it often comes unexpectedly. But when we find ourselves there, if we will trust Him to lead us and cling to His hand in faith, He will guide us through the dark valley. He will comfort us. He will restore our soul, and we will find peace in Him. Would you bow your heads with me? Maybe you are in a valley right now. It may not be the valley of having lost a loved one, but it may be another type of loss or heartache or difficulty. And right now, you just need that assurance of his presence and of his love and his care for you so that you can have peace in the midst of the valley. Would you just pray and talk to Jesus from your heart right now? Just say, Lord, I need you. I cling to your hand by faith. Lord, just lead me through this dark time. You speak to the Lord from your heart as I pray over us. Heavenly Father, I thank you so much for this wonderful word of comfort and the assurance of your care that you have given us in Psalm 23. Father, I pray tonight that hearts would be ministered to. I pray tonight that you would just, by the witness of your Holy Spirit, give such an assurance of your love to every person that is walking through a dark valley right now. Envelop them, Lord God, in your love. Wrap your arms around them. Let them just sense the sufficiency of your grace to carry them through this hour. Father, I pray that you would guide their every step, Lord, and that they would just sense the nearness of your presence with them. I place them in your hands tonight, and I believe you to do this. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you all. I pray the message was a blessing to you. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your evening. Have a wonderful week. We'll see you on Sunday.